famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Phone scam.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Good. You open for business?
Of course we are.
Because I need some business taken care of.
All right, I can do that.
All right. You got any specials on roses?
We always have a special on roses. We have the most fabulous roses in town. Are you picking them up or having them delivered?
Oh, no, I need them delivered. I don't want to see the lady no more.
Oh, well, then what are you sending her flowers for?
Well, here's the thing. I want you to put on the card, I hope you die, you cheating
I don't think I'm going to put that on anybody's card. We don't swear on cards.
You're going to turn down my business?
I won't turn down your business, but I'm not going to swear on a card.
Oh, okay, I see.
We have a lot of Christians working in here. And it's
I apologize then there.
Not good.
All right, how about just I hope you die.
No, I can't say that either.
No?
I can't wish any, no.
Well, I'm not swearing to nobody.
No, I know, but that's next to a death threat.
You know, she's a lousy no good broad. She's been up to no good.
Well, then probably just send her flowers and just say good luck with your new boyfriend.
What if we did something that wasn't so nasty? Maybe like your feet stink or
I'll do your feet stink.
Okay. And how about like your feet stink, I don't want to see you no more, and I hope you trip down some stairs.
No, I'm not going to do anything threatening.
Do you have like some black, like dead flowers you can send her?
No, all my stuff is fresh and beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you were to put it in the oven or something, make it all crusty and moldy?
Well, I could do that, but you're going to pay for fresh.
Oh, I'll pay.
Okay.
I'll pay, because this lady, she needs to be taught a lesson.
So one dozen dead roses.
Dead as a doornail.
Microwaved.
And make sure you underline too.
I'm not going to say swear.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, maybe just all in capitals, you could just say, you know, your feet stink, nobody likes you, and your shoes are on backwards.
I'm just putting your feet stink, I don't want to see you anymore.
What else could I put that would
then
be real
sign
mean?
Sign your name. That's all you can do. It'll be, what can I say?
Needs something, a little pepper on the
patache. Well, I can't tell her that yourself. I can't get in the middle of your domestic
here. Oh, boy, I'm at the end of my rope here. I don't even want to.
Happy holiday.
Not for me, it's not.
Well, I'm sorry. You just got to find yourself a new girl. Things will probably be better for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Sometimes blessings come in disguise.
How about you? Are you married?
Oh, yes.
Are you?
35 years.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, see, some of us get lucky and some of us just find that cheating no good clowns.
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to get yourself to church or synagogue and find a nice girl that is faithful.
Hey, put this on your card. You just been the victim of a phone scam and you're on the radio.
Oh, you. Now you make me wanna swear.
You almost sweared at me.
I am not. You're a liar. Now you want to spend some money here or what? Now you better spend some money because I charge for airtime.
Hey, think of it as free advertising.
Everybody at your work wants to say Happy Valentine's Day, and they wanted to do it with a phone scam.
Bobby, the guy who wanted to swear, but I wouldn't let him swear at the phone scam. And you really had me.
You have a happy Valentine's Day.
You're welcome. And if you want to keep your marriage good and solid, order flowers and we'll deliver them.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
bye.
Take care.
Bye.